In San Francisco today, Ellen Pao takes the stand for the second time in the high-profile sex discrimination case that has become the poster child for Silicon Valley's gender equality issues. Pao is suing her former employer, the venture capital firm Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers, for $16 million in damages. She claims she was passed over for a promotion because she's a woman. Nellie Bowles of Recode is covering the case, and she joins us from KQED in San Francisco. Nellie, welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, you heard Ellen Pao on the stand yesterday. What did she have to say?
So Ellen took the stand for the first time yesterday after really we've been hearing about her for 3 weeks. And a lot of this trial has been around her personality. No one has argued that her investment in RPX, which went public after 3 years, was a very good one and a very good outcome for Kleiner. But what they are arguing is that she wasn't fit for the job of a VC because she was so sort of unlikable or difficult to work with. And so her testimony on the stand was really important because she needs to prove that she's likable, basically, to the jury, for better or worse. And yesterday was the first in probably several days of her testimony, a lot of laying out her educational background. And then the only new tidbit we learned yesterday was that she had been offered the job and had turned it down originally as a venture capitalist and then came back. They came back with a better offer and she took that job. The defense has been trying to argue that she was offered sort of a secretarial job and that she was never meant to be a VC. And she has argued that it's the opposite. And so that was a bit of evidence in her favor.
Well, how did she do in showing likability on the stand yesterday?
I mean, that's so subjective. I don't know. She seemed poised. It's impossible to say.
How have other people who have testified portrayed her? Tell us a bit more about also what the defendants have been saying.
They've portrayed her as having sort of very sharp elbows and being very the word that they bandy around is entitled. She felt entitled to a promotion after her company did well. She felt entitled to things. Some of the words used are, quote, like kind of a downer or things like that. And then there are little glimmers where she seems more fun. And all of a sudden you get like Eileen Lee testified and they read an email that she had written in which she's writing about some sort of gag at a holiday party that Ellen had done that they're all still laughing about. And like, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's like trying to judge someone's character. It's kind of crazy.
Well, and this isn't just about Ellen Pao. The reason that this case has attracted such attention is because it has brought up an issue of gender discrimination in Silicon Valley, not just at this venture capital firm, if indeed that's what happened, but perhaps at some other firms. And some stories have come out of sexism allegations at some of the other most powerful venture capital firms in the Valley.
It's been something that, I mean, we've been writing about a lot, the gender issues in the Valley, and especially in venture capital, which is sort of a hidden world. We don't really see or know a lot about how the VC world works often. And we've been writing about that a lot. I think what I've been surprised by in the trial is if I talk to other people who are there watching, often it's, you know, other reporters, but it's mostly lawyers. And I've asked them, you know, what are you here for? Why are you trying to learn from this trial? And several of them have female venture capitalists who are suing their firm or who are going to or who are considering it. So I think that if Pao wins, we will see a sort of sea of these lawsuits happening. I really do think it'll happen.
They think that this case would set a precedent for other cases across the Valley.
Just judging from who's in the courtroom, it's fascinating. I was shocked. I had no idea.
Well, is this thought to be a wider problem that goes even beyond venture capital firms that has to do with some of the major names that we know in Silicon Valley?
Yeah. I mean, venture capital is the grease of the wheels of the whole thing. And venture capital sets the tone in a lot of ways. They pick the young entrepreneurs or they pick the entrepreneurs, not necessarily young. They really set the tone for the community here. And so what happens there does affect the rest of Silicon Valley. And it's the gender issues in the Valley are pervasive.
Well, why didn't Kleiner Perkins, which is so determined to clear its name, just settle with Pao?
I really thought they would. I thought going into this, like when I signed up to cover the trial, I thought they would settle right away. And I think both sides genuinely believe they are right. I think Kleiner wants to clear its name. I think, you know, Kleiner does have a history of reaching out to women and hiring women. A lot of the VC firms don't have any women on staff. So it's like they've done some effort. And John Doerr, the sort of leader of the firm, comes off, or until his testimony, he came off as a really respectful of women and very interested in bringing women on board. So I think that they didn't want to settle. I think they didn't want to step down and say we did something wrong. Mm.
Nellie Bowles, a reporter and culture editor for Recode, and there's more of her extensive coverage of the Ellen Pao trial at our website, hereandnow.org. Nellie, we'll
Thanks
keep watching
me.
It. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.